Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bill Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today. And a fantastic guest from Simon Fraser, Jordan Herman, Canadian, awesome, Winnipeg. You guys know we have the Winnipeg background here on the C2P as well. But with that said, Jordan, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe you kind of just left Mobile and now you're getting ready for the Combine?
Yeah, it's a pretty great experience, and yeah, I'm just excited about it, and been training hard and getting ready to for the NFL and combines and everything. It's been a really exciting last couple weeks.
For you, I mean, kind of when does it kind of sink in? I mean, with your background, when do you kind of start saying, hey, you know what, I have a realistic shot at playing in the NFL?
I mean, after that week in Mobile, for sure, really kind of opened my eyes and how close this is actually to me being in the NFL. It's just playing with some of the best guys in the country and just interacting with a lot of the NFL coaches. I mean, at that point, it really kind of sunk in then that I have a shot to be playing in the NFL.
Nice. And you, your father, obviously, James Reed, so you have a background in kind of knowing the ins and outs of the NFL. How big of a role has he kind of played in, you know, kind of you getting to where you're at and kind of you kind of knowing the nuances of, you know, how this process works?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, Dad played professional football. He played middle linebacker just like me. And so, you know, he's been helping me train since I was about 3 years old. And just doing different drills, and yeah, and he continues to help me improve my game. And if I during a game, he'll call me after the game and tell me how I did and what I can improve on. And so he's been a really good influence on my helping with football.
Nice. And I'm curious. I mean, at the high school level and looking at different, you know, colleges, and you go to Simon Fraser. I mean, what was the total scope of where you were considering playing your collegiate football at?
Well, I really wanted to play in the NCAA, and as my dad, he went to Cal Berkeley, so we really wanted to go there. But just coming out of Canada, we didn't have a whole lot of exposure coming out of high school. So, Simon Fraser, being NCAA Division II school, showed us a lot of interest, and so we felt like that was the best opportunity for us going there.
And I think that's definitely worked out for you, which coincides with your fantastic play. I think all those things combined is why we're on the phone now, why you were down in Mobile, Alabama, and why you'll be making your way to Indianapolis. And real quick, Jordan, has anyone given you the heads up that you need to bring an extra duffel bag or a suitcase to Indianapolis? Because you're going to get so much free stuff that if you don't have it, you're going to leave stuff in your room. Or like other guys, you will go through security screen at the airport, and you'll just leave stuff behind because you don't have enough room to pack it. So has everybody given you a heads up on that yet?
Well, I know when I went down to Mobile, they gave us a bunch of free stuff and a bunch of bags and stuff. So, yeah, I know. And we talked with some of the guys that had gone previously, and they told us, yeah, there's a bunch of free stuff, and make sure you bring an extra bag for any type of event you go to, because, yeah.
Yeah, it trust me. And like I said, the combine's a whole nother level, so probably like times five of whatever you brought back from Mobile, Alabama. So for you, I mean, you start to emerge. I mean, when do you get the sense that, you know, you have the skill set? You know, your coaches might say, hey, Jordan, you were hearing some good things. You might just have some great games against great opponents. How does the reality set in that you know that, you know, playing on Sundays in the National Football League is a very true, you know, thought process moving forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been training and playing, like I said, since I was about 3 years old. And since my dad was in the NFL, you know, he's been really helping me with my game. And, I mean, he's seen what it's like to play in the NFL and playing at that level. So, and he's been telling me since I was young that, you know, if you keep working, you can play at that level. And he tells me that I can do it. So, I mean, just having him around and preparing me for to play in the NFL, I think it really helped. And I really realized play at that level.
Nice. And for you folks out there, listen, I mean, this kid is a tackling machine. I mean, almost 15 tackles per game. It's kind of unheard of the production he had. He's been player of the year. I mean, all the accolades you could think of, a D2 All-American. I mean, everything you could think of at the collegiate level, at his level as well, Jordan has accomplished. I mean, accolades after accolade. On a fun note, I mean, just because your dad played and you guys shared the same position, do you guys ever scorch each other on who did what better at the college level?
Well, he always tells me that you guys I played much better than he did. But when he brings us the old, but you know, when he brings us the old film of himself playing, I can see a lot of similarities. And I mean, he does a lot of great things, and I can see a lot of similarities in what we do. But we need to go back and forth.
That's awesome.
But you know, yeah,
that's great stuff. Once again, Jordan Herdman here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know you can check it out free, download it, listen to it at your leisure at iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and then we always get their bio pages up at collegeyourpro.com. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you know. There we'll have his college bio, we'll have his highlights, we'll have draft evaluation, and we'll have everything you need to find the total scope of what this young man brings to the table and why he's one of the desired NFL draft prospects moving forward at the linebacker position. For you, I mean, I think production speaks for itself, but I mean, we'll kind of take your words, you know, and kind of put this in the use. I mean, if you're in the film room right now, you're watching some game tape with some scouts, they're watching you. What do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the position in terms of, you know, how you get off the ball, how you can shed tackles? I mean, kind of share what makes you special.
Yeah, I think, I'm very instinctive. I think they'll see that. Like I said, because my dad played, I can get to the ball very well. I can shed blocks. I'm very explosive at getting to the ball. And I think, like I said, just a tackling machine. I make forceful tackles, and I think they'll see that in the film.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to miss that, or they're not paying attention. Does anything go unnoticed? And you probably know this from being down in Mobile, Alabama, that they do their homework, and they've probably brought up a lot of things that you even didn't even think about. But is there anything that these guys can't see on film, just maybe leadership qualities, game film study, maybe stuff that your defense didn't allow you to do because your coaches, you know, asked you to do what they required of you? I mean, I guess what the scouts need to know about you that could, you know, boost your draft grade if they're listening in?
I guess what you don't see on the film, I guess, is, you know, I work out a lot, and I study a lot of, I watch a lot of film, and just also, I'm also a pretty smart guy, too, because I got a 3.9 GPA in biomedical physiology,
nice.
So I learn things pretty quick, I pick up things pretty quick, and I also play very smart is what I would say, too, so.
Nice. No, that's excellent. And I'm curious, you talked about the workout, the weight room stuff. I mean, any boastful numbers that you want to share with us? I mean, your power clean, reps, or anything like that?
Yeah, so, right now I think I can probably hit about 25 reps of 225. My max bench I've hit was 385 before for one rep.
Wow.
And just to throw some numbers out there, but yeah.
No, yeah.
I think
that's
strength.
That's strong.
Yeah.
Where are you training at? I'm sure you're doing your combine prep somewhere. So who's kind of getting you in, you know, ultimate peak condition?
Yeah, I'm at Test Sports Club down in New Jersey.
So you're with Kevin Dunn and Gear, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Kevin and Gear. Yeah, they do a great job down here. Yeah,
and those guys, I'm sure, are treating you very well. And we're trying to, you know, what's the biggest difference, I guess, since you've arrived there? I mean, what kind of, you know, I mean, I'm just not curious. I mean, did you add a little weight? Did you try to kind of slim down? Did you just try to maintain and just build up more muscle? I mean, what was the process as you, like, maximizing your abilities when you arrived at Test?
Yeah, so I actually put on some weight. I was probably around 232 at SFU, and then now I'm around 240. So I put on a lot of muscle since I've been here, and I mean, it's really intense. So we go pretty intense, and we go about 3 times a day, and so you know, I'm picking up a lot of speed and quickness, and just really trying to maximize what I can get out of all the combine drills that they're going to test on testing days. But yeah, I mean, it's been a great experience, and I feel like we're pushing all the guys push each other to the limits every day, and we treat every rep like it's our last. So it's been great.
That's the way to do it. And like I said, those guys do a fantastic job on Jersey. Once again, a shout out to Test and Kevin and Gear, what they were able to do. I'm curious, I mean, on a fun side, from going from 230 to 240, and I know you didn't pack on fat pounds. I mean, you packed up on lean muscle. So does Jordan Herbin look in the mirror a little bit more after workouts, checking himself out?
Yeah, I'd say so. Looking pretty good.
That's funny. Hey, man, I asked that question because usually everybody kind of admits it. And if I was there training with Kevin and those guys do, and if they could add some more bulk for me, I'd be doing the same thing. Do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody that at the next level you kind of say, hey, I think I kind of remind myself of this guy?
Yeah, I would say Bobby Wagner from the Seattle Seahawks play very similar games, and we're similar sizes. And so very instinctive guy as well, tackling machine as well. So I think that'd be my guy if I had to choose.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and everybody has a label. I mean, if you do something too well, you got to get knocked on something. So I would assume that the biggest knock on you, and you could tell me if I'm wrong, just because of your tackling presence, is they want to probably question how you are in coverage. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
Yeah, and then vice versa, if you had, you know, if you played linebacker and you had 16 interceptions, they'd want to know if you could tackle well. So, I mean, you feel pretty comfortable dropping in coverage and have, you know, and I being able to watch highlights and what I've seen you down in practice, it does look like you have the fluidity to, you know, transition your hips. I mean, I know you're not going to say, I can't, but you feel pretty comfortable doing that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel real comfortable playing coverage. Like at SF, we play a lot of zone coverages, and so I'm pretty good at dropping into zones and picking up routes and crossing routes and things like that. I think they'll probably knock me on my man coverage a little bit because I haven't run it that much in college. But yeah, I definitely could play coverage for sure.
Definitely, yeah. The athleticism, I think, speaks for itself. I mean, you're just too qualified, man. You do too many things well not to do all of it well. Once again, Jordan Herdman here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. Our guest today will be arriving in Indianapolis for the days of March through the 5th that goes on, and I'm not sure the exact day that you guys will be working out, but again, you'll be taking in the festivities and going through the gauntlet of medical checks and kind of fine-tuning some interviews. I'm sure you'll have some dinners with teams and as they show a more deeper interest in you. But with that said, we always like to leave the show with some fun-hearted stuff. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, sure.
All right, since we're all friends here and you know, we know the guys at Test, will kind of change the questions up. If you could work Kevin out and make Kevin do one workout that he puts you through, what would you love to see him struggle and kind of sweat his butt off doing?
Probably our Saturday conditioning days are probably the toughest, where we have to push a sled with weights on it for 5 minutes straight. That probably is yeah.
So that's what we'd have Kevin doing, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And any pregame superstitions? I mean, anything that you have to do, or you kind of feel a little bit funky if you don't?
Yeah, I gotta have I usually get my all my stuff taped up properly. I like to have it feeling right. I gotta have my face paint I put on. Man, those are my things I need before the game.
Have you ever gone without any of those?
Over the last 2 years, I have.
Yeah, like yes, in recent. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then this is one of the questions, Jordan, I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Oh, probably Megan Good or Gabrielle Union.
There you go. Very, very solid choices. Both franchise picks in my book. And then the final question for you. We've been working exclusively with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He does the paint themes, and he paints cleats and puts designs on them. If you could have any of your cleats painted with a theme, what kind of theme would you want?
That's a good question. Maybe I'd probably just go with maybe my school, a football theme of my school, with my school colors and things like that. I think that's good. Or maybe a Canadian theme, just because I'm from Canada, but maybe something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, hey man, that's why we ask. There's so many different ideas we get from the players after we wrap up the shows. But hey man, fantastic career, great week in Mobile. I can't wait to see your combine numbers as well. But tell those guys at Test we said hello. And with that said, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. And yes, I will.
Nope. Awesome stuff. Once again, that is Jordan Herdman, the standout Simon Fraser linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Again, more from him. You want to go to iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Can't wait to get his bio up because there's so much stuff you can kind of put in his draft bio because he does so many things well. And when guys do stuff well, it's just such an easy post to write because you just kind of go down and just start ripping off the accolades and the abilities. And this kid has so much upside. Again, you know, Canadian born, that's because his father was playing in the CFL. But if not, this kid would have grew up in the States doing his thing there. So, again, a kid, he's not under the radar by any stretch. But for you folks out there who aren't really familiar with all the big names out there, he's a big-time talent. You just don't know his name yet. So, vice versa, come draft time, this should be a name that you definitely want to know. Again, Jordan Herdman, Simon Fraser, linebacker, here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.